This is VOA News. We have a program from Marissa Melton. It's Election Day in the United States, and coronavirus pandemic has meant more people than ever before have voted by mail. There's been anxiety about whether ballots will make it to their destinations in time to be counted. A U.S. district judge has ordered the U.S. Postal Service to sweep some mail processing facilities in battleground states, such as Pennsylvania and Florida, for delayed ballots and immediately dispatch them for delivery. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan ordered postal officials to certify by 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, that's about 30 minutes from now, that any delayed ballots have been sent on their way. The ruling came in response to a lawsuit brought by groups such as Vote Forward, a voting rights organization, and Latinx community groups. Many states will only count mailed ballots that are received by the end of the day, Tuesday. Tens of millions of U.S. voters are casting ballots today in the presidential election that pits incumbent Republican Donald Trump against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. They are also voting for members of the U.S. House of Representatives, one-third of the Senate, and local officials. During a visit to his childhood hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania today, Biden told supporters one of the reasons he's seeking the presidency is to, quote, restore the soul of the country. That's the end of the quote. Trump started the morning by calling the Fox and Friends news program and saying he would declare himself the winner, quote, when there is a victory, if there is victory. Mr. Trump also visited his re-election headquarters outside Washington, D.C. before returning to the White House. Amid the unchecked coronavirus pandemic in the United States, more than 99 million people cast early ballots, more than two-thirds of the entire vote count of nearly 139 million in the 2016 election. You're listening to VOA News. Austrian officials said Tuesday a perpetrator of an attack in Vienna, Austria, that killed at least four people and wounded 14 others, was a sympathizer of the Islamic State terror group. Interior Minister Karl Nehammer told reporters, quote, we experienced an attack last night by at least one Islamist terrorist. Islamic State later claimed responsibility for the attack. Nehammer said the assailant was armed with an assault rifle and wore a fake suicide vest. He added in later comments to the Austrian news agency that the attacker was convicted last year of trying to travel to Syria to join Islamic State. Police killed the attacker, and Nehammer said a search was ongoing Tuesday to see if anyone else was involved. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the eye wall of Hurricane Eta is moving onshore along the coast of northeastern Nicaragua, bringing life-threatening storm surges, catastrophic winds, and the risk of flash flooding and landslides to Nicaragua and nearby portions of Central America. Eta is currently an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of 220 kilometers per hour. The storm is expected to move slowly through the region over the course of the next several days. Forecasters are watching the potential for Eta to re-emerge over the Gulf of Mexico late in the week. Britain's Home Secretary announced Tuesday the nation was raising its terrorism threat level to substantial, from substantial to severe. That's following recent terrorist activity in France and Austria. According to Britain's domestic intelligence agency, the severe alert means a terrorist attack is highly likely. It is the fourth highest of the nation's five threat levels. The Australian Navy joined Indian, Japanese, and American warships for annual Malabar exercises that began Tuesday in the Indian Ocean. The exercises mark the growing strategic convergence of the four countries amid rising concerns about Chinese assertiveness in Asia. India's decision to include Australia for the annual drills comes in the wake of a push by Washington for deeper security collaboration in the Quad, the informal group that includes the United States, Japan, Australia, and India as a counter to China. The first phase of the exercises includes simulated war games and combat maneuvers. It takes place in the Bay of Bengal and will continue through Friday. The second phase will be held in mid-November in the Arabian Sea. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.